Hello and welcome to Holistic Mental Health and Healing with Dr. Tyler Woods, PhD. Please remember this show does not diagnose illness or prescribe treatments. Please see your primary care physician for such needs. Now let's take the holistic journey with Dr. Tyler Woods.
Hi, this is Tyler Woods, and welcome to Holistic Mental Health. I got a very angry text from a distant family member recently, and it was not kind. Then again, as of late, most of my cousin's text has been laced with anger, jealousy, and self-pity. But the text almost looked as though it came from like a child. The tone was so immature, and I get sometimes our anger can make us feel that way, but I was told, hey, don't respond, I don't want to hear from you. However, I did respond in hopes that I can send her a message that she could learn some common manners like text or call before making an accusation. But her jealousy and her self-pity is so fierce, and her anger just builds. And sadly, she's left such a huge trail of displaced anger that I wanted to respond with kindness, with wishing her well. Yes, it was a very toxic letter from a very toxic being, but does it mean I have to be filled with that kind of response? The answer is no. In fact, I wished her well on her journey with a new love and going to a new town. And I know if someone is angry, it's best to respond with kindness. And a shower thought was born. So here's the thing that I wanted. I wanted to say so many things like blah, 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 and just go on. And I was careful, and I wanted to be a little kinder, because someone who is so filled with that much anger and self-pity and anxiety and mental health issues that you really want to express yourself with kindness. But when you get something like that, it's really hard. And I wanted to proceed as if I was walking literally on eggshells, not to have her have any more anger and self-pity, because it can be dangerous. So I actually had to sit for a few and take some deep breaths and meditate, and actually made a phone call to a relative and said, I'm angry, and could you calm me down? And I knew her ancestry was just rearing its ugly head. So knowing how her family is, I responded with, I wish you well. I wish you would have checked in and see if something happened. And I sent her kindness and luck. And I think that's how we should respond. Now, if I was to respond to this letter 5 years ago, it would have just been me spewing too. So the more I get into my spiritual practice, I think the more I respond with no attachment. And I realize the antidote to anger is love, kindness, and compassion. And I have told her that before when she's angry and she wants me to be angry with her, or she's mad at somebody and she wants me to be mad at that person with her. So I had to be careful, and I didn't want to step back in time and have her letter or her little text. It was like a quarter paragraph. But I know I didn't want to be angry nor respond with anger, because people like this, we should always try to respond with love and compassion. And I wish more and more people would get that instead of spewing back. And if you can't, just don't respond anymore. But I wanted to tell her that she could feel anger towards another person without acting out. And I wish that I could have explained to her that justified or unjustified anger, there's only two possibilities if your anger is justified. You can either do something about it or you can't. End of story. And I also knew that anger is simply energy, and your response to someone else's anger is what can cause someone to be even more angry. That's why you have to be careful, because kindness kills. An angry person doesn't want you to be kind to them. But for you, you need to be kind, because it shows you how much courage it takes to walk a kinder direction. You know, when you're angry, you want to respond angry back, you really do. But you have to realize that if a person has negative communication skills, it normally means they have trouble regulating their communication, and their anger is a destructive force in that. And sadly, as a result, it can damage relationships, which is why people with anger often feel socially isolated and there's not a lot of people in their life, because people don't want to be around this type of behavior. What type of behavior? How do you know if someone's angry? Come on, most of us have a clear picture. But as a simple reminder, a person who gets angry easily, they get easily irritated at the slightest annoyances or petty things. Often their reactions that should be normal is often hinted with lots of anger, so they don't know how to respond to things. The person is intolerant of people's weaknesses or lack of understanding basic things like you can say good morning to an angry person and they'll start yelling at you. So a person with anger issues have ruminating thoughts and create stories that keep them filled with self-pity. It reminded me of an old professor, and she once said, you know, Tyler, it's impossible to be powerful and pitiful at the same time. I would love a t-shirt that says that, but because that keeps me in my power. So the anger you should be careful of, though, is the kind where people have totally fabricated a story in their head based on their self-pity and their anger and their anxiety. These stories hold no truth, just assumptions and anger. So it's so important not to take people's anger and self-pity personal, because chances are their anger is about them and it has nothing to do with you. So pull you out of the equation. I have to remind myself at times that I do have to pull myself out of the equation, because it has nothing to do with me. And if it did, I think I would take the appropriate action by apologizing and holding compassion in my heart. But I also have to remember that anger is a secondary emotion, and it's related to the fight or flight reaction. My cousin that responded with anger, which was laced with so much self-pity and anxiety that she's in that constant flight, fight, freeze response. And many people have not developed the skills needed to cope and deal with that kind of anxiety, anger, self-pity. And so you have to hope that they seek out help, because there's help out there. And I'll talk about that at the end, but I have to tell you that self-pity keeps you stuck in the past, which is harmful to your self-esteem. Someone who sits in a perspective of self-pity is unable to take the opportunity to choose happiness, because they're choosing to focus on everything that's gone wrong. Nothing's going right. Poor me, poor me. Knowing this can allow compassion when you're around someone like this. Don't act like them. Show them kindness and love and compassion, because that's how we have to address people like this. And honey, there are lots of people out there like this. Now, with this information that I had sat there and gathered in 5-10 minutes, all I could think of doing is to tell her I loved her and I wish her well on her new life, that she has found a new love and she sold the house and is escaping Tucson and starting all over. I'm just overwhelmed and joyed for her. But I'm sad that she left a trail of people who no longer want that kind of anger in their lives any longer. You know, I realized I didn't sleep so well last night thinking about her. Not that I was anger. I was deeply sad. My sadness for her kept me awake. I meditated, or I was in bed, so I should say I meditated. And I'm so glad I'm not that angry anymore, and that I allowed myself to calm down before responding. And with a few deep breaths and releasing this deep sadness I have for this woman, I realized my meditation will need to include sending her energy to heal the wounds that keep her in prison from her own self-torture and anger. But here's the thing. I think it's vital to learn how to cope with your own feelings when you're approached by an angry person. Yeah, getting angry and having angry feelings is normal. It's a normal part of life. And it's one of our most primary emotions, often masked by fear, jealousy, sadness, insecurity, and stress. But people want to believe they are nice. They're nice, they're caring, they're mature. And these angry feelings and thoughts might make us doubt how good we are. And I wish people could see that their anger stands in their way to be as wonderful as they can be. But also, the way we respond to anger, that's the thing we have to be careful of. Because I know that they say kindness kills, and my kindness is not used to cause harm, but to help me be a better person, and in hopes that it might shine light on her darkness. Now, I want to tell you, if you have this kind of anger, the best thing anybody can say to you is to get help. You can see a therapist. You can attend anger management classes. You can seek a spiritual way to understand your feelings behind your anger. You might want to think about a peer support group. This is where people use their experience to help others. There are books to help manage anger. My favorite is called The Cow in the Parking Lot. It's a Zen approach to anger, and I think there's just so many great books out there to help you deal with anger. But the bottom line, and please hear me say this, the bottom line, you don't have to walk with anger. You can walk with peace. Now, speaking of walking with peace, this is Tyler Wood saying, walk in peace.